Listen up! You are now listening to News with My Fiance with DJ Ambush and Morgan Jones!
Morning, morning, morning. What up, y'all?
Hello? Oh, I meant good morning.
Good morning,
Fiance. I thought I was on the phone.
He's like, hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Can you hear me, Steven?
I'm come Fandango. Is that what it says?
Clem Fandango, yeah.
It's a great show.
It's a great bit, man. Seriously. What's up with you guys? It's Thursday morning. How y'all feeling? How y'all doing?
Good morning.
You know, it's a milder, it's good weather. It's a milder day than we've been getting, you know. Actually, this week overall has been, for the most part, pretty mild, right? Sunday and Monday were the hot ones. Cooled us back down on Tuesday and Wednesday. And here we are Thursday. A little brisk morning.
Was Tuesday
refreshing?
Tuesday wasn't hot.
I feel like Monday was the one, but maybe I don't know. I feel like it came down a little bit on Tuesday. I gotta check AccuWeather, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but yeah, probably not. We probably don't need to do
you
that.
You sure?
Not yeah, probably. I'm sure.
It's what they tune in for, babe.
We don't do the weather.
Like, okay.
Yikes.
Now we're switching things up, I guess.
We're pretty disappointing if that's what's happening.
Guys, I guess we got a whole new show for you this week. We don't do the weather now, according to Morgan Jones. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Anyone else looking forward to the weather report? I guess you'll have to go somewhere else.
Sounds like a spat. A bit of sass from the boy.
A bit of sass.
I am wincing in pain, so hopefully I won't yelp into y'all's ears too loudly. But my back is broken. I think need a backiotomy.
You need a backiotomy.
And it's making me tired. It's making me more tired than normal. I feel like I just come on here and complain now. Every Thursday, it's like, hey, guys, welcome back. I hurt.
Yeah. When you got those pains going.
And I'm tired.
You got muscles that are now overcompensating to help you deal with the pain. That's going to wear you down. You know? You're trying to do things to avoid moving in a way that causes pain.
Yeah.
So now you're engaging muscles you're not normally engaging. And it's like, ugh. All day workout.
Speaking of all day workouts, shout out to the braiders in the world.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah, for real.
Shout out to y'all because I don't care if you've been braiding since you were 8 years old and you're real quick and fast and you know NBD. It doesn't take me that long to do a whole head. The amount of strain that is on someone else's body, especially when your client doesn't know how to keep a head where you need it. I don't have that problem except for you know
just be bobbing around.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she just fell asleep.
Oh,
because it makes it hard to get. Certain.
It's very relaxing getting your hair done. It puts you to sleep.
I've heard that.
Yeah.
I don't know how y'all do it, is what I'm getting at. No amount of shoe support or cushy thing you stand on or whatever. Like, I don't know how y'all do it. I don't know how y'all do multiple heads in a day. It took me in my fastest time. This is me taking a victory lap, by the way. Right. In my fastest time, did a whole head of box braids yesterday. One day. It's usually a multi-day situation. But pretty proud of myself and also completely broken now. So, yay!
Oh, my gosh.
What we won't do for love.
Man,
and beauty.
I definitely...
And protected hair. Oh.
Give you all of the props. This is usually a 2 to 3 day endeavor.
Yeah.
And started yesterday morning, and by the time I got back home... from going out there.
A long day at the steel mill.
Long day at the steel mill and out there hunting and gathering for my fam. So
that's you what know, you were doing.
Bringing home a fresh kill. Braids were done. I was like, holy smokes.
I think that was on my last braid when you walked in.
Yeah.
Real proud.
Amazing. No, you killed it.
Thank you.
Props, man.
Appreciate you.
Major props. Big props.
You guys can all give me props as well in the text.
We'll be accepting props.
We'll be accepting props all day. Yeah, that's a feat. That's a lot. And I know that there are braiders that can do different braid styles and then a box braid in a day. Like, magic.
That's where I was going to go next. Did you see this video of this? I think she's somewhere in the Caribbean. This 3-year-old little girl just.
Oh, that knows how to braid?
Whoa.
That braids with her toes, her feet. I mean, her hands, her mouth. Like, whoa. Just hold the hair and get to it. Yeah.
3.
Yeah.
And they were like,
first of all, this is clearly not her first life.
Yeah, clearly.
You know?
Clearly, no.
These are the moments.
She brought some stuff from, yeah.
If you don't believe in reincarnation all the way, some of these, you know, babies doing stuff that's like, well, but there's actually the dexterity. Your hands are so little and chubby and like the cutest little things in the world. But also, are they braids? Braider hands? Are you? And she is.
Wow.
So I refuse to believe that little girl ain't been here before.
Look at her little chalk herself.
Just going.
Her mouth so quick.
Going.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the other thing. I'm very far from quick, so.
Yesterday would differ with you. Would beg to differ with you.
I mean, I appreciate it.
Yeah. You turned a 3-day thing into a 1-day thing, so you got to kind of like, yeah. Yeah. The math on that would disagree with how quick you are. Like, our whole story was about how I left and came back and they were done. So.
I mean, it was a long day at the steel mill, though. Yeah. So it's not like it
and you're
was...
a solo braider.
Yeah. That's
when true. People, yeah.
No one helped me braid down.
No. And this is a situation, especially in the past, where normally I would take credit a little bit.
I am confused on why you're not.
It was such an amazing feat. That did need to be tarnished with my attempts at hilarity. My very successful attempts at the history of the record show.
Let the record reflect.
Yeah.
I'm funny.
I'm hilarious.
Well, what are we talking about today, you ask? Friends and fiancés?
Yeah.
We're going to talk about in local news. How Mayor Keith Wilson reaffirmed Portland sanctuary commitment amid ICE protests. Out loud with his words. And then I don't know that the actions do the backing up ins. We're also going to talk about Portland's struggling tribal relations program. Looking like a whole lot of performative fun around here.
Performance.
Performative Portland just doing its big one out here. Showing off.
Portland.
Portland.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
All right.
We're going to workshop it.
Woo-hoo.
Fiancés, how do you feel about that? Portland. Sorry, Kyle. Did I do a big popping pee into the mic? In national news, of course, we're going to talk about the LA riots, the 2025.
LA's on fire.
Apocalyptic adventures.
Burning down. There's no LA left.
ICE abolitionists.
Portland part 2.
Here to turn you into commies.
Oh my gosh.
Everything's on fire in LA, and it's not a wildfire.
Right.
So that's how you know they care.
Oh my gosh.
Except for it's not. It's. Yeah. Anyway, Trump, his publicity stunt for all the world to see. We're going to talk about how fun this is.
Why aren't the Dems charging him with inciting riots? Because that's literally what he's doing.
You know, I'm not sure, but are you aware that Cory Booker did a 25-hour...
Oh.
Oh.
You know what? I forgot about that. And
that's that was to fight fascism
and to write his book. And they are fresh off of Welcome Fest, Democratic Coachella. So they don't have time to be dealing with all of this.
No, no. What is Welcome Fire? What?
Yeah, they had a festival the Dems recently had. It's called Welcome Fest.
Oh, because big tent? Because we're a part. We're the party of the big tent. We got all the people in it. Yeah. What'd they do there? Was this is this like CPAC? Like, is this
I think they did.
Did all of the stars come out? And by that, I mean, was Cory Booker there?
Oh, he had to be there.
Hakeem Jeffries were the
come on.
Was the AIPAC mob AIPAC performing?
AIPAC mob was there, bro. No way they did. No way they'd miss a Welcome Fest. No way. I'm gonna do some.
I want to know how I missed Welcome Fest.
I'm gonna do some delving into it. See what's up. Oh, for anyone that checked out the Monday show, first off, kudos to you. Twas a great show. We talked about Kyle and I going undercover and infiltrating some Christian
nationalist events
conventions, rallies. So Kyle didn't get a chance to listen to the show live, but upon editing he did hear and he did text me and say, let's do it.
Oh,
clock me in. I'm ready to go. So yeah,
so it's happening.
It's happening. C's is saying gas up the jet.
Yeah.
Boom.
We already found a sponsor on the same day.
Bruh, we're getting Meta glasses. It's going in. We're going to capture all of it in real time.
I thought you were doing Ray-Bans. I don't. What? Meta.
Is it Ray-Bans? They got them too, right? Is it Ray-Bans? I thought the Metas were the Ray-Bans.
It's the same?
I thought. Maybe I could be wrong. We'll find an option. But I'm having.
Hey, guys, we're just doing disinformation today. You're what?
I said, either way, I'm getting spy glasses.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, either way, that's exactly what.
Yeah.
What. Y'all.
Very importante. Yes. That's what's happening.
You know what else happened?
This looks like something I'm not going to want to hear about, but go ahead.
You're probably not. Much like Welcome Fest, you know? So there's Welcome Fest, I guess. And then Trump went to Les Mis yesterday at the Kennedy Center, which, if you'll remember, he fired the entire board and then hired a board and made them appoint him the chairman.
Yep, I do remember that.
And that's not weird at all. You know, that's not even a strange thing to do. That's just like super normal.
Sure. Yeah. It's not self-serving at all.
I just don't even know why he wants the title, like, or you know, I guess power is power.
If it's something that's not even understand, because to your point, not even understanding what his job is supposed to be there, the title seems important enough to want it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, do you know who I am? I'm the chair at a Kennedy Center. What do you do?
I'm the chairman.
You know, I make sure they do the stuff they're supposed to do, but it's. I'm just making sure
there's no woke. There's no DEI hires, you know?
I'm cleaning house.
You know? Yeah, making sure that we do all of the classics, like Les Mis. And he said, he was, you know, asked as he was walking in, are you excited for the show or something, you know? And he said, it's one of our favorites. Wouldn't miss it. And when asked, what side he would fall on in the conflict in Les Mis, he was like, ooh, tough question. Ruff McStuffins. Honey, you want to answer that? And she didn't.
No surprise there.
So he said, I don't know.
Well, as I mentioned to you yesterday, the Bible is one of his most favorite books that he cannot quote. So I'm liking Les Mis and not knowing what side he's on.
Him
for the course.
Him liking Les Mis. So if he has seen this a bunch of times, like he said he did.
Right.
If he has.
He's confusing it with cats.
This then makes me, like, really more question your comprehension skills. Because it's one thing you can, you know, read and not comprehend it. And then take from it what you will, but we have heard many a rumor that he actually cannot read, and so that's why he's freestyling all the time. But he can read some, you know, like he's at that prompter reading some, unless he's just, I don't know. Anyway,
he's got maybe like
the earpiece being fed to him.
Yeah. So he's just a relay. What he hears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that would make so much more sense, but then he goes off script. I don't know. Anyway, to watch Les Mis, which is about the French Revolution, like fighting against the government and winning. Oh, spoiler alert. Yikes. It is from like
forever. Know, yeah.
1492.
Yeah, the embargo when that's up. We can discuss. Wait a minute.
I'm not convinced he knows the plot. You know, I'm not convinced
right.
He understands what he's watching. There were cast members of the show that it's rumored that they boycotted, so they weren't there. And when asked about that, he was like, I just totally lost what I was saying.
He was like, to heck with him.
Oh, yeah. He was like, oh, I don't care. I don't care at all. What would I care for? Mm. I just run the country the best it's ever been run, or something to that effect. That's not a direct quote, but it's close.
Yeah.
All I do is run the country great and eat hot chip, is basically what he said.
Eat hot chips. All I do is the best thing that's ever been done for this country.
Okay, I just want to, like, it's 7:49 and no one has texted us yet, so I'm just making sure that A, you can hear us, and B, there's nothing wrong with y'all? Is there, hello? Just checking.
Or with the system, you know?
That's who's y'all.
Oh.
That's what I meant.
Oh, okay.
Text.
So the system works. All right.
Fiancés? Oh. Are y'all all right?
Because things looked a little weird over here in my screen, too, so I wasn't sure.
I didn't realize. Yeah.
That text was me?
Yeah.
I'm apologizing.
I got excited. No longer excited.
Well, Rolling Stone said, the centrist welcome fest was everything that's wrong with the Democratic Party.
Oh, wait.
At Welcome Fest 2025, centrists offered their diagnosis for what ails the Democratic Party. Too many people making demands of their elected representatives.
I'm sorry. I got distracted because we got two text messages. Hey, y'all. Thank you. Hi, AJ. What? No, because I feel like I heard it and then I couldn't have heard it.
You want to hear something even better? The Welcome Fest, the official website, has the recap from 2024 video. And
it says, because this is not the first annual?
No. Welcome Fest 2024 recap. Building a big tent and winning the middle. You guys didn't win the middle. Throw the whole fest away. Throw it away. It was unsuccessful. That thing was in July 2024. And boy, were you guys in for something.
And boy, were you guys planning something silly.
You still had Joe Biden at the top of the ticket.
How is it that we're building the big tent in 2024? But wasn't that like the Democratic National Party's like slogan for years? The big tent party or something?
Listen.
Get me out of here.
I know we had busy summers. Next year, we have to go to Welcome Fest.
No.
Yes.
When you say we.
Don't deny me this. Come on. What? Come on. You know you want to go.
I mean, kind of. I kind of want,
yeah,
but
you wanna.
But I don't.
I know. I know.
I very much don't, and kind of.
This is the work, man. It's challenging.
Is it? I don't know that that's the work.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Us going to Welcome Fest is indeed the work. Welcome Fest 2026. Put it in the Patreon. Goals. Huh? You guys with the content?
Shout out to everybody. Nope. 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 No.
You be stopping me mid infomercial.
Somebody has to. You know how when you're listening to something and you're like, somebody needs to cut that off. Like you will cut my mic. I will cut your mic.
You hit the skip button like on YouTube for the ads.
Yep.
Skip.
Yep.
Skip.
Moving right along. You guys want the content? No, nobody asked for that. My man said, "This is the work."
Hey Jay, don't you want us at Welcome Fest 2026? Tell the truth. Also, shout out to Dr. Jay. Met Dr. Jay yesterday. One of our listeners. Yay! Long time listener.
Yo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dr. Jay.
Shout out to Dr. Jay.
Shout out to Green Muse.
Shout out to Green Muse.
You know?
But back to the real question. Welcome Fest.
No, that's not the real question.
What's the real question? Do we have a real question?
No. Not for that. maybe you do. Help. Can someone come help?
Fine. There are a bunch of texts.
Yeah. Shout out to y'all. Thank you so much for letting us know you're here. Phil said, Phil can hear you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, P-Town. I'm sorry. It's 7:51 and sad to say we're still talking about Trump the twit. I mean, unfortunately, going to have to keep doing it.
Yeah. Thanks, Bones.
This one was just funny to me that, like, you're at Les Mis. It's silly, but it really is. There's something there. Like, the disconnects are just so huge, oh, yeah. You know?
Huge. Ridiculous.
He's like, I love the song. I love the play. But what do you love about the play? Do you understand what's happening? I feel like he doesn't know the plot. And if you've seen it that many times and you don't know the plot, again.
What are we doing?
Rough stuff.
Super rough stuff.
I mean, we wouldn't need this to explain how terrible of his cognitive ability is. It's not like, so, you know.
Yeah.
P-Town, you might have a point.
We don't need any additional proof there.
Definitely don't.
In Broadway news, Disney will be adapting Wakanda Forever for Broadway.
That's not true.
You saw right through my ruse?
Okay. Yeah, that's not a thing.
Oh. I want it to happen.
Oh, so this is manifestation?
Yeah, so I put it up.
You think Wakanda Forever could be adapted as a stage play?
I think it would be fantastic, and they would take all of my money because I'd see it like I travel with it.
Okay, you would travel with it.
Yeah, get an RV and travel with it.
You become like a deadhead for
Wakanda Forever for Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm there for the talkbacks and everything. You guys need drinks? I'll get you some waters. Yeah, I'll be that annoying fan talking to people in line for tickets. Like, is this your first time?
Oh boy.
Uh-huh. Me, well, 13 cities.
I'm on number 14 tonight.
Yeah.
And then you're at the matinee.
Boom.
Wow.
Yeah. And let me tell you, it never gets old. It never gets old, guys. I would recommend getting it, you know, seeing it at least twice. That'd be me. But no, it's all right. Fine. It's not happening. Jeez. You just cut me short, man. You just cut my legs out from under me. This is the second time. Is this what today's show is going to be? Huh? You just cut my dream short?
No. I would never, never do that.
All right.
Purposely.
Okay. Apology accepted.
It's just sort of like, you know how some people have what they think is a great idea to adapt to from screen to stage. And, you know, like, let's take Spider-Man, for example.
Oh.
Oh, don't. Okay. Well, then if you want to sit in the moment of silence for that show, we could do that.
All right. Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Yeah. So not here to crush a dream, just here to, you know, sometimes reality is important. Logistics, details.
AJ said, Welcome Fest sounds gross and dangerous. No. Why would you stress your nervous system with that?
Well,
I hear you, Age. I do hear you. But for me, it's a dopamine release, not stress. I would feel exhilarated there. I really would, because it'd be hilarity. And maybe I'm not the right person to go, but maybe I am.
No, I think you're exactly who should go.
For that reason. Saddle up, Kyle.
For that reason. I would be seething.
You would. Yeah, you would.
I would be seething. Like, I can make fun of a lot of things that get my goat, if you will. But, like, then just watching people be all the things I know they are and the performative nature of any sort of that conference, rally,
right,
whatever, but, you know, branded corporate situation. They're going to use all the buzzwords that are real words. They turned into buzzwords. And that right. alone is going to make me mad. Right. Like hearing any one of those people talk about progressive values or something, or like I would literally, no, I'd be seething.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I can only suspend it for so long. Like, it would take me no time to be like, wait, no, they're serious. This isn't a joke to a bunch of people here.
You guys really mean it.
You guys mean it. You think you're doing work. You think this is the work. So.
I scroll down to the bottom to see who the sponsors were for Welcome Fest.
Yeah.
And it says paid for.
APAC.
Paid for. By the welcome party.
Oh, they created a pack.
Yes.
So it's just a money laundering scheme.
Yay.
We figured it out. Crack that code.
We figured it out, guys.
Dan Brown, write a book about us. Wait, is that the guy?
Yeah,
is that the guy that did it? Okay.
Angels and demons and all that. That's Dan Brown. Yeah.
Yeah, crack the code, bud.
Oh, my gosh.
A mess and a half. Well, Ambush, I could use a music break.
Could you?
Yeah.
Well, since you wouldn't know so much.
I mean, I don't know what you mean by that, but.
You know? Yeah, I'd give you a little music break, bossy.
Appreciate you.
Hope we don't have any ads lined up. I mean, it's a classic. It's a new soul classic. The internet, don't you? I can't count how many times I listen to this song.
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's so good.
It is.
It reminds me of my first Welcome Fest. The energy in the room, palpable. Huh? Guys, if you could see the face she's giving me right now.
We were wondering who paid for it, right? And you let us know welcome pack.
The welcome fun? The welcome party or something.
Oh.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think P-Town nailed it. P-Town said paid for by by Prosper Portland.
Yo.
I completely read that wrong the first time I read it, and I read it as People for Portland.
Oh my God.
That was that name, right?
Yeah. No, that is hilarious.
Oh, that is funny. Boy, oh boy. So before we get into stories, I do just want to mention that there was a bit of a twist in the city council yesterday.
Yeah.
After weeks of budget beef, city council hit a plot twist. Instead of handing more money to cash more cash to the cops. They voted 11-1 to move $2.2 million in leftover police funds into a shared pot for all public safety bureaus, fire, 911, Portland Street Response, emergency management. And nobody gets that money without council approval.
I want to make sure I got you right here. You said of leftover police money?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So you'll remember that this all started when $1.9 million was proposed to be rerouted to Parks and Rec.
Right.
Because the city is facing such a budget crisis that we got to get real tricky.
Yes. Things are tight.
Things are real tight. We got to
real creative.
No McDonald's money.
No Jordans and coffee.
No avocado toast.
Yeah.
Sorry. They tried to do the police lost their minds. They totally did the like campaign of like, can you believe this? They're trying to take all our money away. They're defunding us again. This is crazy. Hey, we're trying to keep you safe. What's going on?
It's a defundamageddon.
Exactly that. Meanwhile, council learned that PPB's been sitting on a cool $3 million that they didn't spend this year.
Gasp and swoon.
On some like, oh, now that you mention it, we do have a couple extra bucks around here. Like, Mayor Keith Wilson said, you know what we should do? We should take the $308 million budget for the police, and we should make it $318 million for the right. police, because they need $10 million to bolster their ability to hire.
Why haven't they gotten that down yet? Why haven't they gotten that? Why haven't they smooth out the wrinkles on their ability to hire? Why? What's all these vacancies?
Well, here's the funny thing to me. Fantastic question.
All right.
They have had the same, close to the same open vacancies since 2020.
Hmm.
So as they hire, people leave or they retire. They are not retaining, they're not hiring new people, retaining and growing their numbers.
Right.
It's like, as soon as you hire someone, someone retires. As soon as you hire, someone quits. Like, so I'm saying that to say, one, what did they need more money for to hire, you know, Keith Wilson says they need to hire 90, fill 90 vacancies. But they could have paid for those with the $308 million.
Right.
They have the money. They have so much money that they're just like, we'll spend it how we want. This money right here is for hiring, but we didn't do that. So we'll just use it for overtime.
Right.
This is not the imagination that we are looking for from the police.
It's theft. It's white collar crime. That's what it is.
Well, the thing is that you have a surplus of money. And I don't know if y'all are catching the theme around here, but a bunch of city bureaus keep having a surplus of money. Meanwhile, the city as a whole is facing this, you know, budget crisis.
Yeah. School district just approved a budget, which is the largest budget they've approved in quite some time, but it's still $40 million under what they need. Mm-hmm. So they're cutting 200 positions.
Mm-hmm.
200 positions. Everyone else has got surpluses, though. Surpluses abound.
I mean, I really can't get over this. There were people on board to slash community services.
Yeah.
While PPB is out here Scrooge McDuckin and being quiet about it, pretending they don't have any money and that they're out here begging for dollars. Like, the chief is like, hey, guys, we got to fill these things. We need that money. We got to do stuff. How else will we keep the public safe? when there's any sort of proposal to redirect funds, there's this idea that, or not idea, they all say, like, we won't be able to get to you fast. We'll have to cut emergency again. Does that not sound familiar? If y'all don't give us the budget we want, then all of the other, every single one of our stated initiatives will no longer happen.
It's extortion. It's extortion, period.
Don't ever forget that they quiet quit on you in 2020 anyway. Yep. And they've been doing that since then.
Yep.
Not that their job is to protect you. Not that their job is actually to keep you safe.
Not unless your first or last name is property.
Correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah.
This is the same PPB that not only do they have a surplus, they tried to hide it. Like as if this has not been a contentious conversation for weeks.
I will say this. It's a great way to build community trust. And I know they've been actively working on that.
Yeah.
You know, agencies across the United States have been working on ways to build community trust. And this type of transparency, that's how you get to it, guys. Good job. Ridiculous. What are you talking about?
I want to know how much money is in that big unchecked police slush fund they call asset seizure and forfeiture. Seizure,
yeah. Yeah. And you know, and shout out to all of those people in the independent media that are pro cop, that every time, you know, some misinformation gets out there, they're trying to defund them. This is the problem with Portland. Shout out to all of y'all that are quiet. Shout out to all of y'all that claim you want accountability, except for when your boys in blue are extorting us. Yeah. All of a sudden, it don't work. It's the same thing we're seeing with the protests, right? You know, don't tread on me. We want little government, except I'm cool with that, though, for those people.
I'm storming the Capitol.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out.
I just want to be clear that this isn't a money problem. Like, throwing more money at a department that can't fill its current roles and has the money to do it while cutting funds from services that actually keep people safe, that reveals that Mayor Wilson's priorities are not really public safety. It's politics.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Because
propaganda.
Here's the thing for me, and I may be oversimplifying it. If we have a particular business here, a department rather, that provides a service, and you cannot get people to fill these positions, but we're still forcing more money into this department despite the amount of vacancies that we have, and that hasn't been able to be filled, common sense would tell me, if I'm the mayor, that money that would have been allocated for the 91 vacancies is money that needs to be spent somewhere else very aggressively in ways that assist the police in lowering crime. Resources. Let's just listen. Let us know when you get the enrollment up, because you have 91 vacancies. You've had a great amount of vacancies for years now. Let us know when you find a strategy that works, a recruiting strategy that works. And yeah, we'll increase incrementally to help you get to the numbers that you say that you need. In the meantime, though, we're going to take this big chunk of money. We're going to move it to something else.
Like, we could also stop proposing that they get more.
Yes. Phases 1 and 2.
I just, like, it is wild to me that there would be a proposal to give more money specifically based on hiring.
There's no justification for it.
There is no justification for that.
Yeah.
They have the money for those current vacancies. I don't know how you can just even pretend that is public safety, is the right thing to do, that you would take away the ability for Parks and Rec to do what they need to do. You would make them tighten their belts for an actual nothing burger.
Right.
What are you going to do with that money that you were going to take from Parks and Rec?
Overtime. Right. We're gonna pay more people to do more harm.
Right.
Or nothing, because we also find them cheating at overtime way too frequently.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Overtime is literally out of control. They'd be having hours that are not possible for people to work.
Right.
And if they are working those hours, it's dangerous for them to still be at work.
Definitely dangerous for us.
It's dangerous for everybody.
Yeah.
If the equivalent of driving exhausted is the same as driving drunk, then you do not get to be working 24 hours straight and then driving your cruiser home. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not public safety. And the people, like you said, who are pro cop, who are media or not.
Yeah.
None of your fixes actually make sense. They've never worked. They never will. And if you actually want a livable city, you have to understand that all of our resources cannot go to one bureau that only protects property.
Period.
That's where our resources are. How can we be good with the PPS having 40 million, being 40 million short?
Yeah.
And having to let go of 200 positions, and y'all can't keep. Y'all can't hire. Y'all have had been hovering between 80 and 120 vacancies for 5 years.
There's a direct correlation between education and crime. Direct correlation. And for our priorities to be so jacked up that PPS is dealing with that type of deficit and law enforcement, who has no deficit, who has not been defunded, for them to be scrambling for every dollar that they can get their hands on at the disadvantage of other departments, like in broad daylight. How is this even a conversation? Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are we talking about?
It's reminiscent of stripping the resources and then being the one who fights the crime that
right.
you created.
Uh-oh.
It is reminiscent.
I don't know if that's the same. What you're describing is very, I think that's right on the nose. I think what you're referring to is a little different, but.
Well, I think that Bruce Wayne has said it himself.
Okay.
So we don't really need to do this.
Oh, stripped resources? This is generational wealth, you know? It's a family. I don't know why we need to get into this all the time.
I think maybe.
I think the listeners are tired. Every Thursday, you know, it's the Wayne slander. And the listeners, they've added up to here.
No.
I'm kidding.
You know what? I never want to get on their nerves.
I'm getting texts as we speak.
I bet.
Oh, my bad phone. Heyo.
I mean, this is taking the resources that could help in literally any other way would be a better use of that money.
Yeah. And if that's the mindset, what you're telling me is you are not qualified for this position. You do not understand public safety. You should not be here. Let's get someone else. Let's rework this.
Right.
Because if you don't understand the direct correlation between education and crime, between public resources and crime, and your job is to make me safe, you got to go. You have to go. Nah. Poppycock. I'm not going for that crap.
P-Town said, boy, the cops sure do have a lot of what's not even real. Money!
Like, come on, man.
I mean, I will say, and this is, you know, likely a controversial opinion, I think that the police should get planes before our teachers get paid. You know?
What?
You know?
You believe that?
Yeah. They should get robot dogs get paid. Because, you know, honestly, they should just volunteer.
The teachers should just volunteer?
Why not? You know?
Why don't the cops volunteer?
Excuse me? They're putting their lives on the line every second of every day?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Oh, no. That's teachers. Yeah. I'm tired. I don't understand how anybody is like fine with this. Yeah. And there are people that want more. And they're, you know, like, literally. No, actually, give more. We need more, please. Like, huh?
I want you to look at those people as intellectually deficient or intellectually dishonest. Like, don't even get into the back and forth with people like
oh,
that.
Oh, I don't.
No, I'm not talking about our listeners. Okay. Like, that's like we got to start, like, really pointing the finger and teasing them. Like, we're all the cool kids. Look at those. Like, what are you talking about? You're
shame them.
You got to shame them. Yeah. You're literally taking the police's talking points. You're taking law enforcement talking points and pretending as if they're your own. And if you have bought into the point where they are your own,
yes,
then you should be shamed. Yeah. You should, because you're sitting here really, really loud with a bullhorn that has a picture of your face on it so everyone knows it's you, and you're screaming to the top of your lungs, and you're saying 2 + 2 = 17. And you're supposed to
change
get teased
my
for
mind.
That. Change my mind. No, you just showed us you can't count. That's hilarious. Hey guys, this person can't count. Like, that's no, we can't continue to have serious conversations with people who are not serious about solutions.
Yeah.
Because you aren't. You aren't. A direct, very direct. This is like old data.
Oh,
the
yeah.
connection. Like, what do we, like, if you don't well, get
there's,
that.
There's a school to prison pipeline for a reason. I mean, there,
yeah, it, like, what do we.
There's nothing to talk about.
Fun education, fun public resources. We have less crime. If you don't believe me, go to Lake Oswego.
Ooh.
Like, it's really clear. So if you want the solutions and you really want a safer Portland, stop saying dumb things. Stop saying things that don't make sense. Because honestly, the truth is you don't want a safer Portland. You like this chaos. This perceived chaos, so much so that you stoke it and stir it up and get on social media and preach that this is the worst place. Someone got on her page, one of these pages. I just saw, and I've seen this type of response. Leave. Just leave already.
Sure.
And the response is always, no, I'm going to stay here and fight. Fight what? Fight what and for whom? Like, what are you talking
Antifa,
about?
Antifa, I think.
Right.
I think they're just waiting for battle day.
The people that you're fighting on behalf of aren't even fighting crime. Like, what are we talking about?
No, for the most part, these are the people that add to it.
Right.
Because if you honestly believe that the way that the resources are being spent is the way to go, or that we need to continue to add police to, you know, a beat or whatever... You truly misunderstand the assignment.
Completely. Completely.
Like, you really don't get it. And so to your point of not really caring about a safer or livable city, it's like capitalism absolutely requires all of these classes.
Yeah.
You absolutely have to have homeless people. You have to have downtrodden folk. And the people that want more of that feed off of feeling like they are doing it right.
Right.
That would never happen to me. I got all this grit, hustle, you know, I would never. There are way too many circumstances, way too many. And the amount of people, like, America is such a joke. Like, we don't have anything as individuals for the most part. There's not a whole lot of home ownership. That's why BlackRock can buy it all.
Yikes.
There's to believe in the bootstrap mentality, to believe that you could just actually work a job that you make 40 grand at and pay all your bills and save some money and buy a house. It's laughable.
Yeah.
And the people that were able to do that, who now look down on other people or are like, these homeless, these poor, they got to go. You've missed how you got there. And you are so much closer to that than you are to the multimillionaire or billionaire of your dreams. You are so much closer. Everybody knows that stat of like, Americans don't have, the average American doesn't have $500 for an emergency.
Right.
The average American is three paychecks away from being homeless. Like, the nerve.
Right.
The nerve, the unmitigated gall of being paycheck to paycheck and looking down your nose at somebody who doesn't have a paycheck. Baby, same boat. Mm. And it's not a yacht.
I think it's time for a music break. But real quick, did you hear about there was a jaywalking stop in Tulsa? And the gentleman flee because, you know, it's jaywalking. And a bunch of cops running up on you for jaywalking. In any event, they caught up with him, told him to lay on the ground. And then one of the cops arriving, you know, he's showing up like, I don't know, like there was a school shooting or something. Like, you know, all of a sudden he's all ramped up.
Well, they wouldn't have shown up for that.
True.
But anyway.
Hops out of his vehicle. And it goes to assist the other police officer that has this black man on the ground. And then, because he hopped out of his car so quickly, he didn't put the car in park.
Oh, no. Is this going to be a tragedy?
Yeah. Oh, well, no. Not tragedy, but it rolls over the black man.
The car?
The police cruiser, which is an SUV, rolls over him. They rush to put the car in park, and then they cuff him. They drag him from under the car and cuff him. And while he's being cuffed, he's like, he just keeps repeating, "You just ran over me, bro. You just ran over me, bro." He's like crying, "You just ran over me, bro." And at no point are they like, "Do you need assist?" Like, there's no compassion. You know, there's no, it's just, well, is it in a park? Or, you know, a lot of them talking to each other to see why.
Someone's going to have to figure out how to put that on the report. Yeah. The brakes, someone cut my brakes.
Right.
You know, we got to figure out how we say that wasn't your fault. You ran over that man. He hopped out of the car and didn't put it in park.
No.
How did it not hit the police officer that was on the.
So. The news, local news there, got their hands on the footage, but they blacked out the part. They omitted the part where he actually got hit by the car. They were like, we don't want to show you this. But I'm sure it's out there somewhere.
I just mean, did you describe that there was, they put the man on the ground, and so there was a police officer on him, or what?
Yeah, there was a police officer on him. And so what I'm thinking is similar to the one that happened where the police officer parked on the train tracks.
What?
And yeah, there was a traffic stop. He had a woman in the back seat of the car. And he left his car on the train tracks, and the train was coming. Yeah. And instead of rushing to move the car, he just got out of the way.
He himself and him.
And let her get hit by the train. In the backseat of his car. So I would think this would be no different. And whereas when you finally realize, oh my gosh, this is coming at me. Let me just move. And yeah, this gentleman got ran over.
Wow.
The resources that law enforcement need has nothing to do with more bodies and more equipment. It's mental health. It's mental health. It's mental fitness. It's
the abolishing of policing as we know it. That's the only way that their mental health could even have a shot at surviving.
Yeah.
Because you cannot be an overseer your entire career and then be normal. You can't.
No. No.
And certainly not with the propaganda that they feed each other all day, every day. Oh, this is so hard. Such a tough job. You drove around on a cell phone.
Yeah.
The amount of cops that just be holding phones up to their ears while they're driving. I'm like, so I'm seething. It shouldn't.
But I'm driving in fear.
My phone rings and I'm like, shut up.
Right.
And I'm not even going to answer it.
Oh, gosh, because I don't answer calls in general.
Certainly not when I'm driving.
No. All right. Yeah.
Music break will be great.
Music break. We will catch y'all in a couple of minutes. Welcome back to News of My Fiance with Morgan Jones and DJ Ambush right here on X-Ray FM. Join the conversation. Shoot us a text. Ooh, conversation. Ooh, that was about. Shoot us a text at 971-220-5979. Again, that is 971-220-5979. Oh, it's been a lively morning. Thank you guys. First off, thanks you guys for answering the call this morning. We weren't sure what was going on with the system.
It's true.
And then immediately a bunch of youth fiancés are like, hey, we're here. We can hear you. Everything's good. Everything's working. Appreciate that.
Big
time. We're in the studio, you know, 8 levels down in the sub basement. We don't know what's happening in the outside world.
That part's true.
So these texts mean everything. Thank you guys tremendously.
They really seriously. Do.
Yeah. So if you haven't texted us yet and you're just sitting there, you know, thinking, they don't need to hear from me. We do. We love hearing from you guys. We really do. 971-220-5979. All right. Time to do some news. Some more news. All right. So let's talk about what's been going down outside Portland's ICE facility, because it's not adding up. Over the past few days, we've seen waves of protests in cities up and down the West Coast, LA, Seattle, San Francisco, and right here in Portland as well. Folks have been out here demanding an end to immigration raids and Trump's new deportation push. Protesters in Portland have been holding it down outside the ICE building, building barricades, making noise, letting detained folks know they're not alone. Tuesday night got heated. Federal agents rolled up with a tactical vehicle and started firing off flashbangs and pepper spray. Protesters built makeshift blockades and one even made out of a basketball hoop to slow ICE vans down. And while PPB officers weren't there at first, they eventually showed up with sirens blazing, though they claimed they didn't arrest anyone and just tried to de-escalate.
They're really good at it.
Yeah. Mayor Keith Wilson comes out this week like, don't worry, y'all. Portland's still a sanctuary city. He sent a letter to city council reassuring immigrants that we've got their back and that local police won't help with ICE enforcement. Says we've been a sanctuary city since 87 and that still stands. But here's the contradiction. If Portland's a sanctuary city, why is ICE able to snatch people up at their immigration hearings right here in town? And why is PPB clearing driveways and setting up anti-camping signs around the ICE building like they're prepping for another suite? Wilson's talking solidarity in the press, but folks on the ground are seeing a different reality. ICE is operating freely. Protesters are getting pepper sprayed, and police are still being used to protect federal buildings instead of the people targeted by these policies. So yeah. Calling yourself a sanctuary city doesn't mean much if you're letting ICE operate unchecked on your turf.
Hello.
We see the contradiction, and protesters out there are calling it out loud and clear. It does not make sense. It absolutely does not make sense.
Which part?
To claim your sanctuary city and not provide actual sanctuary. ICE officers being able to snatch people up at their immigration hearings.
That are going to hearings.
Anywhere in the United States is wild work. It's absolutely diabolical. Wild work. Them being able to go into hospitals, courthouses, and I think there's another location. That was like a new adjustment made in enforcement over the last month, I believe.
School. Work?
Yeah.
You showing up at kids' schools.
Come on, man. Come on.
All this, the illegals are doing the things and the stuffs and the criminals, and we don't know where they are, and they're undocumented, and we have no clue. Well, how come you're at their job?
Right.
How do you know about their kids' school then if they're on the run?
There's such a drain on, you know, American taxpayers.
Yeah.
Like they're getting picked up at their jobs.
Where they get taxes pulled out of their check.
Right.
For services they can't receive.
You know.
Sorry, did I jump your gun?
You did. Listen, it's called puzzle piecing.
I like what you're doing here.
You know? Jada and Styles. I start, you finished it.
I love it.
Ghost and Ray. Yeah.
I'm going to go with Outkast, but you...
Oh, not
you
bad.
You keep going, you know?
Keeping it East Coasting.
That's what you do.
All right. Dog Pound. Does that work?
It does.
Corrupt Dads, they don't do it as much?
Their back and forth isn't the same.
Oh.
You know?
All right.
And one of us would have to be a gang member, and I don't want to do that.
Noted.
Yeah, I'm getting tired. I'm getting tired of the, hey, we're doing stuff over here. Look at us. We're great. We are still a sanctuary city. Don't forget. Okay, guys, it's what we do.
How do we prove it? Mayor, how do we prove it? Chief Day, how do we prove it? In one of the press conferences I saw, Day started out saying, you know, we've been having conversations with our immigrant communities here to reaffirm that, you know, we are not working with ICE. We still have your back.
Yeah, but your police are working with ICE.
Well, yeah.
Your police are making sure they're able to get to and fro. Your police are enforcing what shouldn't be a thing that you can do anyway, but they're enforcing anti-homeless policies
against protesters
when they know the difference.
That's called going out of your way to help ICE.
That's literally going out of your way.
Yeah. You can't say you're not working with them when this is an example of you going out of your way, circumventing, going out of your way, taking one thing, using it for something else in order to assist people you're not supposed to be working with. Yeah, that ain't it. You don't get to claim Sanctuary City. You just don't.
How come propaganda doesn't work in the way that... You know how we get shown, like, the police doing the best things? Like, you know, I got that cute 8-year-old's kitten out of the tree.
Uh-huh.
And then I also made sure she wasn't sex trafficked later or something. Right. And then also when ICE shows up, I'm going to stand, you know, like, there's all these shows that show the police doing the right thing. Or show, you know, officials doing the right thing.
Right.
How come propaganda doesn't make them do the right thing?
How come the propaganda doesn't work on the cops?
Yeah, this is a rhetorical question. But, like, it doesn't gaslight them enough to think that they actually do, though, that there are people that do the right thing?
Why is the propaganda radicalizing you guys? Why doesn't it rally you up?
How come it doesn't make you think that you're better?
Yeah. Well, they wake up and go to sleep as good police. So.
Damn.
You know, no matter what happens.
That's good police right there.
That's good. No matter what that day holds.
Such thing.
Yeah. No matter what happens between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., good police. So you can keep your cops and your gandas. Because that's entertainment for the, you know.
I just wish that it made some of them go, wait, so should we not let ICE take the people?
Right. Right.
Like, wait, so
Alex is right. Sheesh.
Like, maybe this is a... Uh-oh. Could I be doing the bad right now?
Man.
I can't get over the people that are just like, hey, man, I'm just doing my job. You chose it. Right. Like, you chose this job. I'm over it. I'm tired.
I'm tired, boss.
Over it's the wrong thing to say. But P-Town said they need you. Sorry. They need to get the illegals out of the White House.
The criminals.
Now that the twit and that space monster are dry snitching on each other.
Let's get those criminals out of the White House.
Bruh. There's too many.
Yeah, man.
Where do we start?
Oh, indeed, where? But yeah.
I feel like that's the approach. They just, I'm sorry. No, I didn't mean to cut you off. But that's the approach. Like, wow, just unsurmountable. Uncountable, guys.
Too much, guys.
We don't even know where to begin, so we're just going to have to leave all of the criminals here.
You know what? The answer to this would be a welcome fest.
Oh.
PDX welcome fest. P-Town, set it up.
Yeah. P-Town by the domain right now. PDX welcome fest. It's all happening.
So, you know, they can say it, but if we don't see it, we don't accept it. Okay?
Hello.
We're a sanctuary city. Nope, sorry. I don't see that. Therefore, we are not. Status revoked.
I mean.
Status revoked. No. This does not fit the rubric. I'm looking down the checklist. We are going out of our way to assist ICE. Therefore, we are no longer a sanctuary city. It ain't safe.
None of it should be surprising, but it's also just, it's not surprising. It is just still disheartening, though. It's still disappointing. It's still like, dang, so you could just still do this in 2025? Like, you could just still be like, I'm going to work on this thing that we know doesn't work, and then I'm going to lie about it later, and then I'm going to say, hey, also, sanctuary city. Everyone's welcome. Welcome, big tent party friends.
When you said big tent earlier, and then I saw it on the website, I was unfamiliar with the concept, the big tent. Is this them saying we're going to pull everybody in under, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, yes. That's exactly that. Sorry,
No, it's fine. I mean, I deduced it as you were talking about. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is what they're saying. That's the idea. We're going to get us all together under one.
This has been their slogan for but a long time. I mean, years and years and years, they have been saying, we are, you know, the big tent party. We're the ones that let everybody in. If you look at the Republican Party, it's a mostly conservative white men.
Right. But over here,
they leave out the conservative white women a lot.
Yeah, it's true.
And that is also propaganda.
That is both mis and disinformation. Please, they're a huge contingent. Like,
lock them up.
Yeah.
I am a daughter of the Confederacy.
Yeah.
Okay. My gosh.